Lucy Shake Time on a Wednesday morning. Lucy checks in from the City of Bloomington's Volunteer Network every Wednesday morning to let us know about the great opportunities happening and how you can make a difference here in our community. Lucy, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I don't know what's going on with me. I think I've developed some allergies.
Oh, really? Well, 'tis the season.
First time ever, though.
But you're so young. How do you... You should be.
No.
You should not be worrying about things like this.
I know, right?
All right. Now, but you're okay, though.
I'm doing good.
You had a good Memorial Day weekend.
I had an awesome Memorial Day weekend.
Well, what did you do, since I live vicariously through others?
We went up to my partner's place up at the lake.
Very nice.
The lake being the Crooked Lake up in one of those regions up north. I don't know. It's not the
region.
Okay.
That's okay. That's okay.
Somewhere else.
You don't want to give up all the details. You don't want don't want people buying land there and be getting crowded.
Just wanted to get some of those Crooked Lake.
Now, did you have boiling hot weather like everybody else did?
Yes.
Tragically.
It was good to be near water.
It was. There was no doubt about it, except the pool we were in was about 958 degrees. But you know what? It's better than not being in a pool because you don't want
to
melt.
You need to be up to your eyeballs in a pool.
Pretty much what it was. But it was just it was brutal. It's springtime. Come on, let's have some spring. Let's have some allergy problems. Let's not have summertime.
I know, we're not even to June. Crazy.
First day of school, or first day of summer for those that got out of school yesterday, which means you should have a large volunteer pool to a degree now that people don't have to worry about school jumping around. Maybe they can help out in the summertime, and we've got some opportunities to do so. The Arts Fair on the Square is one of the traditional, again, that's another chapter in our summer book. That's coming up next month. Next month starts on Friday. Tell us what's happening.
Yeah, I think this weekend, the third weekend in June should be called the world's biggest summer weekend or something, because everything happens on that weekend.
That's right.
Including the amazing Arts Fair on the Square, which has been around since, looks like probably 1980, 38 years in Bloomington. That's probably why you remember it every year that you've ever been here. It's on the Courthouse Square Juried Art Show. Now it is presented by Bloomington Playwrights Project. If you didn't know that, it used to be with another organization. But June 23rd, over 100 regional artists coming down there, and they need volunteers to help do some booth sitting and all of the details that go into an event. But this happens year-round. You know, you can be a volunteer year-round for the Arts Fair on the Square.
Yeah, you don't have to stand out in the 95-degree weather on that day and
no,
and
you could do the social media.
There you go.
Yeah.
Indoor opportunities, so that's good. Also, we have Bug Fest coming up. That's also that weekend.
Yes, world's biggest summer weekend.
I'm itching.
This one I love to feature because people are like, what? It's kind of like touch a truck, another kind of.
That's right.
If you like bugs or you like to share bugs with children, who doesn't?
Oh, that's what, yeah.
Usually children share bugs with you.
There you go.
That's right.
Hey, what's this?
Right. They have it's an awesome program where you can come out and learn more about insects, and they need volunteers, as all events do. This one has an insect safari. You can handle insects, make insect crafts, and, of course, the mealworm race and the cricket spitting contest. What would Bug Fest be without them? Silence.
Yeah.
I don't know what that's all about.
I like it. I like
hopefully
it.
Hopefully no real mealworms or crickets are harmed in that.
During this production. If it has children, of course, they'll be harmed. Now, all kidding aside for 1 minute, because this is a pretty important deal, and we just have a couple of weeks to get to it. Tell me about child visit monitors, what they are, who needs them, and this is pretty big business here.
This is really it's an awesome program coming out of CASA, Court-Appointed Special Advocates. You've heard me talk about that often. That's quite an intensive commitment for a volunteer to be a child's advocate in the court system. But since this opioid crisis has really affected our community for the last 3 years, the CASA wait list has increased by, I think, over 60 children. So now there's 125 kids on the wait list, but only about 40 CASAs. Those kids still need monitoring. So they have this new opportunity that is kind of like CASA Lite. You don't have the 2 years commitment and the 40 hours of training required, but it's called a child visit monitor. They're having their first training for it this coming month. It's going to be June 26th to 28th. It's only 9 hours of training, so 3 nights of sessions from 5:30 to 8:30. And a child visit monitor basically goes out to one of the children or sibling groups that's on the wait list for a permanent CASA and is able to check in with that child and that family and see what their needs are. And it helps ensure them stability and safety while they're on that wait list waiting for a CASA to guide them through that court process. So if you've been thinking about being a CASA, but the actual time commitment and the training is kind of daunting to you, this is really an awesome way to just have a couple hours a month commitment, but still be a part of making a child's life more safe and stable.
Lucy Shakes, our guest this morning. She checks in with the City of Bloomington's Volunteer Network, the Bloomington Creative Glass Center, the best named business in town. They are moving. Where are they going? And do I need to bring my own bubble wrap?
You would be number one volunteer gold
That's
star.
That's right.
For sure. They are coming to town. So I guess they've been a little bit hidden on the west side or near west side, and they're heading down to where the Switchyard Park is. So they've found a little spot. They've been saving up, and now is the time to move all of that amazing equipment that they've been collecting, and all of the activities and operations need to go down to West Grimes Street. That's going to be happening starting on, I believe, July 6th, and then there are shifts throughout July. And then afterwards, you're going to be so into it, you're going to want to stick around and help set up the shop with all that stuff.
Sue Cole, she has been an active volunteer at the Teacher's Warehouse. Tell me all about Sue.
Sue is phenomenal. What a force of nature. All these former teachers down there doing amazing things for the current teachers at Teacher's Warehouse. She's been fundraising and getting those operations in check down there. If you don't know about Teacher's Warehouse, it's a place where teachers can go in and get supplies for their classrooms or for the children in their classrooms who may not have it. And so summer is a really important time for them to be,
Reload.
And it's just a wonderful, wonderful organization. And Sue has been the head of the wonderful over there for the Rotary Club that helps put that together. And we're featuring her this week.
And speaking of other educational folks that need some help, SCCAP Head Start Program. They're trying to get kids on the right track as early as possible. They need some stuff as well. So if you're, again, graduating from fifth grade, whatever your graduation could be, if you're not reading your books anymore, coloring your books anymore, growing out of things, this is a great place to help out.
Absolutely. Playground toys as well. Those kids do a lot of hard playing. Sandbox stuff, they take that. And then some of the new things that they need for all the little ones are, you know, pull-up socks, underwear, things like that. You can check out our list online as well.
Excellent. Always throw gift cards in there, too, if you've got
Definitely.
One that you're not going to get to use it. Speaking of your list online, where can I find that?
BloomingtonVolunteerNetwork.org/wishlist, I believe. And you can check out all the organization's full wish list. So if you want to kind of adopt one, that's a great way to do it.
That's a neat summer project as well. If you need to keep those kids busy, keep them off the streets, as they say, that's a good way to do so. And also social media, we can find you there, right?
Absolutely. We're firing up the Instagram. We're still on Facebook. And we do Pinterest. Do you do Pinterest?
I don't, but my wife does, so she tells me everything
exactly.
that happens on Pinterest.
We're hitting all the wives there. We're just like, hey, wife.
That's right. Do you have any great recipes on there, too? Because that's,
I do. I just made one last night.
Oh, well, there you go.
Are you psychic? That's weird.
No, that's not the word they use to describe me, no. It's a short week. Let's enjoy it. We always enjoy the great information as well, and we miss you, spring. Come back. And we'll talk next week when it's June. How about that?
Excellent.
All right, great job as always, Lucy. Thanks for the time.
Thank you.
Lucy Shake, shaking it up with the City of Bloomington's Volunteer Network. Great information there. Your kids are bored, need things to do. They've got opportunities for families. They have opportunities for teens. They have opportunities, you name it. That's a great way to get started, get involved, and you can find them at the City of Bloomington's. Their volunteer network, their website, as I tell you, is BloomingtonVolunteerNetwork.org.